It's time to turn the spotlight on local, national, and international affairs, plus some goss and scandal. And here's the man that does that so well, Mitchell Dye.
Good morning, and thanks very much to Eric for the last 2 hours of breakfast on 94.7 The Pulse. We've got a massive show today. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, we'll have Elaine Carbines, the CEO of the G21, in the studio. But getting straight into it, first of all, I'd like to welcome Owen Sharkey to our studios of 94.7 The Pulse. He is a candidate running for Golden Plains Shire. Good morning to you, Owen.
Morning, Mitchell. How are you?
Yeah, very well indeed, and thank you very much for joining us this morning. Now, you aren't a previous councillor, So you're trying to seek election for the first time. Just tell us about what's inspired you to run.
Yeah, well, what has inspired me is probably a chain of events over the last sort of 3 or 4 years. I've moved out from Geelong, moved out to the Golden Plains Shire, and came off the back of some pretty hefty rate increases, some huge rate increases, in fact. And that got me asking a lot of questions of how and why our council have done certain things, and tried to hold them accountable on certain issues, set up a local rate-paying group in the area, and we've challenged council on many issues. And over the last sort of 3 or 4 years, have learned a considerable amount. There's a lot of things there that, in council's defence, you know, are governed and by state things, and you know, there's a lot of issues there that we've sort of brought to them as well. So it's been quite an interesting journey over the last few years, and probably in the last sort of 12 months, we tried to get a candidate to stand up to hopefully represent people like us that live in the Shire with our concerns. And you know, a lot of people came in and approached me and asked me to run as a candidate. And after much deliberation and that sort of felt it was the right thing to do.
Mm. It's interesting how you talk about living in Geelong and then moving to Golden Plains. You know, were you able to compare what it was like under both councils? Was there one council that seemed to deliver better services or better rates or whatever?
Oh, look, the two different councils altogether in terms of, you know, Golden Plains Shire is predominantly has been a, you know, a farming, agricultural council, and in recent years the influx and the amount of people moving from Geelong out to areas such as Bannockburn has seen huge increase. So you've got a huge population now, I think around 4,000 people sitting in Bannockburn itself. So the Shire as a whole is definitely transforming and evolving in a certain way. So there's you know, there's lots of pros and cons with both councils, but you know, there's definitely some things that I feel as a candidate on council that I can bring to the table and learn from them and bring some new ideas to the table.
And rates is obviously a big issue. What do you think about the rate capping that the state government obviously brought in, which is going to keep rates at CPI?
Yeah, look, I do like the essence of the rate capping. It was you know, quite literally 1 year, my rates went up $800 or $900 in one single year. Now that was a massive kick in the teeth to my family, and that money has to come from somewhere, and it doesn't come from, you know, picking up extra shifts or working harder. That comes straight out of the family holiday budget, or the luxury items, or taking the kids out to certain places. That's where that money comes from. Now that was just a huge kick. That was my main motivator to get involved in everything. And I think knowing every year that rates aren't going to increase by that amount is quite humbling. That knowing that there's no other bill you ever get in life that goes up 40-something% in 1 year, which mine did. So on that front, I welcome the rate capping. I know it holds some challenges for council, but at the moment, I think it's a good thing.
When the rates went up, did you notice an increase in services? Like, did it correlate with an improvement on the other side, or was it just that we seem to be getting the same services, but it's just costing us more?
Yeah, well, I live in a town in Batesford, and we're a sort of a fringe town outside on the edge of the Shire itself. A lot of people in our area moved out there just for, you know, not really concerned about not wanting sort of certain things, or, you know, it's a rural town, but there's not an awful lot we sort of do need. But when you start seeing massive increases of rates, where the average rate payer is paying between $4,000 and $5,000, it's suddenly you want all those extra things, but in and around our area, we just weren't getting those things. So we have, you know, campaigned to try and get things in and around the area. But definitely bang for buck. You know, it definitely wasn't there.
So rates is obviously one big concern for you, and that's why you're running. But on that sort of services side, what other things are you looking for from the council that you'd like to implement if you're successful?
Yeah, look, from the rates at the start, sort of getting involved, that was the one thing that sort of motivated me, got me involved. But from that, that's stemmed off on several different fronts, looking at different things and the way in which council went about things. I know council are held by a lot of things and challenged by a lot of things in terms of, you know, what our needs and wants are and what they can provide, and a lot of things are governed by state government. But there's lots of other issues that have come up over the journey that we've definitely felt that council can do better on, and there's things there that we've learnt off council that their hands are tied on certain issues. But there's lots of other issues there at the moment. The rate capping has probably numbed the issue of rates down considerably, but from that, then there's still a lot of people quite upset with the rubbish collection. A lot of people are disappointed with how approachable and open council is. I've spent a good bit of time the last couple of weeks going around and speaking to people, and one of the things that resonating with a lot of people is they want council to be open. They want to see councillors that are approachable. So it's one of the things I'd love to see is holding a monthly clinic there where residents can come up, can introduce you, shake your hand, have a little chat, and raise their concerns. And as a councillor, then it's your job to bring that to the chambers and discuss those needs and wants from the people. But put a face to these councillors' names.
And what's your campaign strategy? Because as we spoke about off air, it's a very big ward, the entire area, Golden Plains. It's not actually divided up into sub areas. It's one massive area. And as you said, it's a drive to the other side, from one side to the other. It's going to be like, what, 1 hour and 10 minutes in the car?
Yeah, look, there's candidates up the north of the Shire that, would be well over an hour away. So it's a huge, huge area. And I don't think there's any councillor, I'm definitely not one of them, that boasts that they know every town in the area and every local concern. You know, and I think from the voters' point of view, it is important to get a good representation of candidates around the area. So, like you said, we aren't split up into wards. So, in theory, you could end up with seven councillors from the one street and the one town, which is quite ridiculous.
Mm.
But I think the voters have that on board, and that when they sit down and put pen to paper in the next few days, the next few weeks, they will look at the candidates who they like in the top three, and then also make sure that the next few are represented across the Shire as a whole.
But are you out door knocking? Are you leafleting? How are you getting the message out there?
Yeah, look, I'm getting out there, speaking to as many people as possible. So spent the last few days dropping leaflets around, speaking to people on the streets, and then also through social media. But that also has been on my front. I know that there's certain running candidates at the moment that have just put their hand up in the last few weeks, where I do hope that I have been and will be foreseen by the works that I've done over the last few years to get to me to where I am now.
And your background is in real estate, so do you work full-time in real estate at the moment?
Yeah. Background is real estate, among other things. A father of three kids and happily married, and juggling real estate life as well. So I work out in Bannockburn now and enjoy it out there. And I think real estate is one of those jobs or professions where you can sort of juggle life between sort of having a role on council and real estate. So it's one of those sort of jobs, forgiving jobs like that.
And one of the questions that we ask of every candidate is, where do you identify on the political spectrum? I know that you're not endorsed by any party, but do you feel a connection to one side or the other?
No, look, I think one of the good things about one of the good things about the Golden Plains Shire is there's no endorsed candidates running at this election. There's no one that has the alliances set any which way. So everyone is running as independents. And I know that probably behind the scenes, people have their own beliefs. And you know, I have certain beliefs one way and agree and disagree on different fronts. But I think that's the beauty about council. And it's one of the really good things about the Golden Plains Shire, because even the disadvantages of having the wards, one of the unique things about the Golden Plains Shire is that you're getting seven people on there, and you're going to get different views. So it's not red versus blue running for one seat. It's collectively seven people who will sit down at the table, and any councillor that says they're going to do X, Y and Z still has to have the support of three other councillors to get something passed. So it is seven seats, and you will need four or five people to get the majority on your side.
Very good. And last of all, why should people vote for you? What makes you the standout candidate?
Oh, look, the standout candidate is that we've got there's two current councillors have stepped down, so there's two vacant seats there, and obviously the current councillors would be the sort of the hot favourites. But I think that it's time to bring on someone like myself that's at a nice age, that has done a good bit in the background, someone that will sit on council. I'm not someone that's going to be jumping up and down on the day for the first few months. I'm someone that's going to sit there, probably like a timid little mouse for the first little while, and absorbing all the information from the experienced councillors, learning off them, and then hopefully build a platform then to become bigger, bolder, and represent the people of the Shire as a whole.
Very good. Well, Owen, thank you very much for joining us this morning, and we wish you all the best.
Good on you, Mitch. Thanks very much, mate.
Good on you, Owen Sharkey there, candidate for Golden Plains Shire.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.